Hello, Danny.
This is Ernie.
Ernie. Oh, I don't know why I called you Danny. I had Danny on the mind.
Yeah.
Both in with IE. It's actually Danny that is with IE instead of Y. But sorry about that. But yeah, just checking in. I don't know if you had a chance to check your email or not, but apparently after we generated the loan documents for you, they pulled the Secretary of State, and they have to use the legal name on the Secretary of State, so it's a little different. It's, you know, St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church of Houston. So I had that to send out the loan documents again to you, unfortunately, to have signed. Yeah, I don't know if you're in a position where you can do anything.
No, I am not.
That's all right. We'll get it wrapped up for you probably on Tuesday, but I apologize for the inconvenience. I didn't actually know that a church was required to file the Secretary of State, so I didn't even look myself because it's a nonprofit, so that's the way it's looked at, you know?
Yeah, I am, as I told you, you know, I've been traveling all day, and the problem I don't have a way of printing out anything
right
here. I check with my son, and he does not, he doesn't have a way to print out anything. So, and I won't be back into Houston until the 11th or so.
11th, okay. Well, maybe we can figure out a way to, I could maybe just FedEx the overnight the documents to you and provide you a FedEx label to get them back to us. It's the same documents, it's just exact same pricing, everything's the same, just minus the
because of the name change?
Right, yeah, just for legal purposes. I apologize, it's kind of ridiculous. I think should be something that...
Yeah. Yeah, if I had another way of doing it, because I am really in sort of a remote area, and I know back when I was talking with Paul Andrew, he really thought everything was going to come through because he made some commitments to some people based on what you and I had spoken about yesterday.
Well, it's still something we could get wrapped up for you probably by Tuesday. I could create a FedEx for you now, get it out in the mail, get it on, you know, probably Tuesday, get it back to us by Wednesday. I mean, if you get it over the weekend or something like that, of course, if you're able to get a FedEx location or have them come pick it up or whatever.
Yeah, even when I've had FedEx stuff sent to my son, it's outside of Columbus, and that takes a... Unfortunately, it takes a while to get something.
I wonder if there's a way they can make an exception or something like that, or maybe I'll see if they can do DocuSign or something like that. We could just do it via email. Let me do some brainstorming here, and
that would work if because although I brought my laptop, I don't have a printer. But
right.
If you did DocuSign, I could do it on DocuSign and get it right back to you.
Gotcha. And just to let underwriting know, Columbus is about an hour away for you guys?
About an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half. So I'll tell them it's a couple hours. Just so they work with me properly. But I will figure it out. Let me see what I can do, and maybe I can just get a DocuSign out to you tonight and...
Yeah, if you can do DocuSign, I could do DocuSign and get it right back to you.
Let me see what I can do. I'll give you a call back, Ernie, and we'll go from there, buddy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You too. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye.